The All Share Index closed a touch higher today, up by 0.2%. Industrials dropped just a few points, and financials were down by 0.2%. We saw bigger moves among resources, that index rising just over 1.1% on strength in the Platts. In studio now with Markets Wrap with Kyle Burgess from Nedbank Private Wealth. Kyle, welcome. Nice to see you.
Good to see you again.
Global optimism on international markets today. The Dow up by over 300 points. All about US and China trade talks.
Yeah, isn't this global optimism on the back of trade talks a fickle thing?
Yes.
Just yesterday, with the headlines of the FT, we're reading that a positive outcome is fairly unlikely in terms of this meeting between these two groups. So. It's great while it lasts, but I wouldn't put too much faith in it going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the root of all volatility right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so Goldfields coming out with 2018 results today. HEPS sharply lower, but being quite positive going forward.
Yeah, so some positive commentary for 2019, saying production should be up between 4 and 7%, which is quite positive. They've got two big projects on the go at the moment in Ghana, and they've spent, I think, close to $500 million, they were saying, on both of those projects. So if that comes through, their production should be up nicely between 4 and 7%. And, as all gold miners have been doing, they're going through quite an aggressive cost sort of realization and really optimizing their businesses. So, we've seen a lot of moves in the gold space with Barrick Gold, merging to create the world's biggest gold producer. So, it seems like a fairly okay set of results. I think the market's selling
Except
it off
they have
a little bit.
South Deep, which seems to be an ongoing problem for them.
Yeah, so it certainly is. I think most single sort of precious metals businesses in South Africa are struggling. But they do have their Australian operations, Central African operations, as well as out in South America. So certainly a part of the business which isn't positive, but it certainly
didn't seem to be. Yeah, and South Deep only is 7% of global production, actually. Okay, so moving on to Dis-Chem. I've noticed that they've had quite a strong week in selling. Why?
So, again, the business that provided a trading update to the market, it seems that they would
still
be
still from that.
Yeah, missing guidance. Their wholesale business is coming under a bit of pressure there. Again, industrial action. It's a business with quite slim margins, their wholesale business. I think they operate at about a 2% margin, and they've been confronted with some quite aggressive salary hikes or wage increases. As far as I understand it, they do pay, 25% above their minimum or the prescribed minimum wage. And I think what's on the table is at the moment close to 50% improvement or 50% higher than the prescribed minimum wage and, the various other conditions which would make essentially the business untenable.
Well, every time you go into the stores, they seem very busy.
Yeah, they certainly do.
Long queues.
And look, a great asset, but all great assets have a reasonable price.
Okay, quick comment on EOH. There was some buying today, about 16%.
Yeah, so I think that's almost the definition of a dead cat bounce.
Bargain basement buying. Okay, I want to move on. Discovery, after the trading update, lower?
Yeah, so that was fairly disappointing, down 16%, but I don't think, there's certainly room to unpack those numbers. They spent, I think, 20 or 25% of their total turnover on new business initiatives, which is quite important. And then they had a spike in their mortality in their life business, which will certainly weigh on earnings. So that was that HEPS number down 16%, but I think if you look at it like for like, I think it was down only about 4%. So not a terrible result for them, but certainly not as bright as you would as we've come used to seeing Discovery's numbers.
Yeah. Trading update coming out from Mondi on the upside.
Yeah, so again, that's a stock that sold off after what I thought was a pretty positive trading update, up between 21 and I think 27%, I think they guided for. A great business, and again, just maybe a stock that's trading at a fairly expensive multiple at this point.
Who is your stock pick?
So if you'd asked me this at the beginning of the week, I would have definitely gone with Richemont. They were trading close to 90 rand a share. And, the luxury business seems to hold up really well, especially on the back of a weaker sort of global economy. But that stock's re-rated already. I think, if we've seen the weaker rand, that stock's now at 100 rand. But so I'm going to go with Sasol. I think there's certainly some risks involved in it. Some potential more delays with their LCCP project in Louisiana is one of them, and a low oil price, potentially stronger rand, could weigh on that. But I think it's a stock that's, if you compare it to its global peers, particularly in oil and the chemical business, is certainly trading below its peers. So it might take a while for that multiple to re-rate, and certainly it won't be, I don't think, before LCCP comes online properly. But I think it's an attractive business going forward.
Okay, obviously the rand also having an impact on Sasol and the other rand hedges. Coming up to the budget next week, and Eskom's going to be a prime place there.
Yeah.
But I guess that in the round, you can expect the rand to go weaker next week.
Yeah, and I mean, that's really what we've seen this week, why the rand's come, seen some sharp weakness. The government has underwritten close to all of Eskom's debt, which is fairly, fairly significant at 400 billion rand, which is almost half of total government underwritten debt.
It's extraordinary.
Yeah, so it's certainly a problem that needs confronting. Whether it happens, and I think it's certainly going to be a very difficult budget to balance, because we've seen not very positive revenue numbers coming from out of SARS. Certainly corporate profits or tax receipts from corporate profits down about 10 billion rand, which certainly dents it. Personal income tax, which makes up a much smaller part of the pie, was also significantly lower, which is certainly something that you can expect to see during tough economic times. So it's really going to be about government spending, and certainly the decrease in government spending, to be able to balance this budget, which certainly will be a very difficult task. And then how the Eskom crisis, because that's, I suppose, what it is, will play out. And I think this is particularly interesting given the labor union's stance against job cuts at Eskom. It's obviously a large employer. But the question is, and given our president's background, how this will play out with the different unions. So I think that's going to be...
It's certainly going to be an interesting budget this year with the Finmin, and that's all happening on February 20th next week. Kyle, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was Kyle Burgess from Nedbank Private Wealth. What's your stock pick?
So if you'd asked me this at the beginning of the week, I would have definitely gone with Richemont. They were trading close to 90 rand a share. Mm-hmm. And, the luxury business seems to hold up really well, especially on the back of a weaker sort of global economy. But that stock's re-rated already. I think, if we've seen the weaker rand, that stock's now at 100 rand. But so I'm going to go with Sasol. I think there's certainly some risks involved in it. Some potential more delays with their LCCP project in Louisiana is one of them, and the low oil price, potentially stronger rand, could weigh on that. But I think it's a stock that's, if you compare it to its global peers, particularly in oil and the chemical business, is certainly trading below its peers. So it might take a while for that multiple to re-rate, and certainly it won't be, I don't think, before LCCP comes online properly. But I think it's an attractive business going forward.
That was Kyle Burgess from Nedbank Private Wealth.